In 1898, United States troops invaded Puerto Rico, recolonizing its people after their struggle for independence under Spanish rule. U.S. citizenship was given to Puerto Ricans, but in the 1930s, a nationalist movement gained popularity and U.S. assimilation was opposed. A struggle still exists in Puerto Rico between gaining independence and remaining a colony of the United States. O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you, as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Give justice to your people, God, and set the captives free. Psalm 119, 53 to 56. I am filled with a burning rage because of the wicked who forsake your law. Your statutes have been like songs to me, wherever I have lived as a stranger. I remember your name in the night, O Lord, and dwell upon your law. This is how it has been with me, because I have kept your commandments. Give justice to your people, God, and set your captives free. A reading from Acts chapter 25, verses 13 to 27. And after some days, King Agrippa and Bernice came to Caesarea to greet Festus. And when they had been there many days, Festus laid Paul's case before the king, saying, "There was a certain man left a prisoner by Felix, about whom the chief priests and the elders of the Jews informed me when I was in Jerusalem, asking for a judgment against him. To them I answered, 'It is not the custom of the Romans to deliver any man to destruction before the accused meets the accusers face to face, and has opportunity to answer for himself concerning the charge against him.' Therefore, when they had come together without any delay, the next day I sat on the judgment seat and commanded the man to be brought in. When the accusers stood up, they brought no accusation against him of such things as I supposed, but had some questions against him about their own religion and about a certain Jesus who had died, whom Paul affirmed to be alive. And because I was uncertain of such questions, I asked whether he was willing to go to Jerusalem and there be judged concerning these matters. But when Paul appealed to be reserved for the decision of Augustus, I commanded him to be kept till I could send him to Caesar. Then Agrippa said to Festus, 'I also would like to hear the man myself.' 'Tomorrow,' he said, 'you shall hear him.' So the next day, when Agrippa and Bernice had come with great pomp and had entered the auditorium with the commanders and the prominent men of the city, at Festus's command, Paul was brought in. And Festus said, 'King Agrippa and all the men who are here present with us, you see this man about whom the whole assembly of the Jews petitioned me, both at Jerusalem and here, crying out that he was not fit to live any longer. But when I found that he had committed nothing deserving of death, and that he himself had appealed to Augustus, I decided to send him. I have nothing certain to write to my lord concerning him. Therefore I have brought him out before you, and especially before you, King Agrippa, so that after the examination has taken place, that I may have something to write. For it seems to me unreasonable to send a prisoner and not to specify the charges against him.'" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Give justice to your people, God, and set the captives free. Jesuit leader and Latino theologian Pedro Arrupe said, "Today our prime educational objective must be to form men for others, men who will live not for themselves, but for God and his Christ. For the God-man who lived and died for all the world, men who cannot even conceive the love of God, which does not include love for the least of their neighbors, men completely convinced that the love of God, which does not issue injustice for men, is a farce." Let us pray. As we enter prayer now, we pause to be still, to breathe slowly, to recenter our scattered senses upon the presence of God. As we draw near to you, God, would you draw near to us? Teach us to pray. May we know thee more clearly, love thee more dearly, and follow thee more nearly, day by day. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We choose to rejoice today in God's great forgiveness, joining in the ancient praise of all God's people in the words of Psalm 32. Oh, what joy for those whose disobedience is forgiven, whose sin is put out of sight. Yes, what joy for those whose record the Lord has cleared of guilt, whose lives are lived in complete honesty. I said to myself, I will confess my rebellion to the Lord, and you forgave me. All my guilt is gone. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we ask for your forgiveness for all that we have done wrong. Forgive us when we deceive ourselves into thinking that we are okay as we are, that our faults are minor ones which we can overlook. Shine your light on us. Lord Jesus, light of the world, we ask you to step into our darkness and shine your light and love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we yield to your amazing grace, acknowledging that mercy is indeed what we most desperately need. We lay aside our pride and put our trust in you. And today we stand on your promise, in which we read in Proverbs 28, verse 13. Whoever conceals their sins does not prosper, but the one who confesses and renounces them finds mercy. As we make our confession, we thank you that you welcome us and live always under the great umbrella of your mercy. Father, help us to live this day to the full, being true to you in every way. Jesus, help us to give ourselves away to others, being kind to everyone we connect with. And Spirit, help us to love the lost, proclaiming Christ in all we do and say. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Almighty God, thank you for the cloud of witnesses who have gone before us. Surround us with living saints who remind us of the sort of people we are trying to become. When we fall short of who we want to be, catch us in the arms of your grace. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. And may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again in through our doors.